The 14th Congressional District is currently represented by Republican Randy Hultgren, who won the seat in 2010. Even though he's a freshman congressman, Hultgren is no stranger to the political scene. He served in the Illinois legislature for nearly a decade before running for Congress. In his bid for re-election, Hultgren faces Dennis Anderson, a Democrat who has a background in the medical field. Anderson has never held an elected office, but has been active in many civic endeavors. When it comes to job creation, the incumbent Hultgren says he'd like to see all kinds of new jobs, but he says there's one area that needs a lot of focus.
Where I see most opportunity right now is growing small businesses. 65% of all jobs created are created by small business. So that's really what I want to see start growing again is people who are willing to invest in their small business, to grow their small business, to hire people.
Hultgren says the federal government can help by creating more certainty for small business owners. The Republican says that can be done by keeping tax rates from going up and reducing regulatory hurdles. Like Hultgren, Anderson says helping small businesses grow is a key to job creation. He says increasing access to capital would be a good first step. The Democrat says providing mechanisms to help the troubled housing market would play a role in that.
For many very small business owners, their source of credit, if you will, is their home. And with the drop in home values and so many people underwater, that source of credit security has been lost to those small business owners.
Anderson also says more jobs can be created through investment in infrastructure projects. As for dealing with the nation's deficit, Hultgren says lawmakers need to go through each department of the federal government to see where cuts can be made.
We can find savings by making sure that our committees are doing what they need to do, are being responsible and of oversight for the departments that they are responsible for.
For example, Hultgren says there's plenty of room within the Department of Transportation to make cuts. Anderson says, although it might be unpopular to some, he would like to see cuts in this area.
The defense budget, which, you know, we've known for years, has included fairly large areas of overexpenditure, of waste.
Anderson notes that cuts won't do it alone. He says there needs to be a balanced approach. The Democrat has indicated support for allowing tax cuts to expire for the wealthy. On foreign policy, Hultgren says one of the biggest concerns should be Iran.
I think it's the biggest threat to us and to our friends. And it's just unacceptable to allow Iran to have nuclear weapons with the leadership that they have.
Anderson also cites Iran as a major concern. He says he would also like to see more predictability when it comes to America's foreign policy.
I think that we need to do a better job of treating nations alike to the extent that they can have a reasonable expectation of what our expectations are.
Hultgren says if reelected, he'll continue to push for accountability and transparency in Congress while trying to remain accessible to constituents. Anderson says if voters send him to Washington, he'll push for policies that are driven by facts and not bipartisan rhetoric. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.